Hey, Sarah. It's beautiful up here. I wish you could see it. The room is a quick walk uphill from the dining hall. It's nice, but the altitude's killing me. I'm sure there's a gorgeous view from the top of the ridge. Not sure I'll get around to climbing it, though. Are you sure you don't want to drive up here? It wasn't too far. It would take, like, one episode of that podcast you like. The light is amazing. At least I think it is. Maybe you disagree. It's like a billion microscopic golden pollen bits reflecting off of every surface, transparent and shining like rose-colored glasses you can't take off, except it's not rose, it's more of a goldenrod. Am I mixing metaphors? Or similes? Some serious writer I am. Is there such a thing as a semaphore? I just tried to look up semaphore, but there's no reception here, which also means that you aren't receiving my texts. Yeah, so none of these are going through. You're probably going to receive them all out of order and in triplicate or something. Also, I am not supposed to have my phone. Hey, Sarah. Instead of sending you a billion texts that I'll never send, I'm just going to write one big one. I hope that's okay. Sound travels differently here, I've noticed. On the walk back to my room, I could hear the loudest humming in my ears. And then I realized it was just the silence, so oppressive that it actually felt like noise. It didn't stop until I got to my room. I really wish you were here. You're the one who wanted to go on this silent retreat in the first place. I just wanted to get some writing done, but you know I get thrown off when plans change, so I probably won't get anything done since you're not here with me like we planned. Never mind. Forget I said that. You haven't received it yet anyway. It would be so much better if you were here, but since that's not what you want and it isn't what's happening, there's no point in thinking about it anymore. Hey, Sarah. It's the morning. I don't think I slept very well. It was so quiet, I could hear my heart beating. After a while, I could swear I was hearing something else, something just beyond the roaring silence. I thought it was coming from the bushes outside or way up on the ridge. I tried to lie really still and hear what it was, but I never figured it out. I was probably hearing things. Anyway, it's the first real day of the retreat, and I'm not supposed to talk or anything from now on. I wonder if that includes texting. Not that you're getting these, but we text all the time in the real world, so it feels really weird to stop doing it now. I called it the real world, as though I've somehow shifted worlds and we're not living in the same one anymore. That would be weird. I'd miss you. Anyway, I'm supposed to focus on my writing while I'm here, so I probably won't be texting you much anymore. I really want to immerse in the experience. Hey, Sarah. Someone farted during the sun salutation, and I'm glad you weren't there, because if you were, I definitely would have laughed. I went to an art and writing class this afternoon. Mixed media arts. I didn't know this, but it turns out that the instructors can talk, but we can't. Just to give instructions and stuff, but it took me by surprise. Anyway, the lady was giving instructions for like a free sketch, free write, free paint, I don't know, and she said something about letting the real world fall away and listening to ourselves, our bodies, and abstract subconscious selves way deep inside. Writing it now, I don't know what the hell she was talking about, but when she said it, I remembered all the things I heard last night, and the edges of my vision started to go kind of fuzzy. Time slowed down, or it sped up. Or it stopped being real? The humming started up again. It was so loud, I thought my head would explode. I even put my hands over my ears to try and make it stop, but when I did, I realized it was me making the sound. Sarah, I don't know what had gotten into me. As my vision cleared, I saw that everyone was looking at me. I had turned over the pot of dark indigo ink that I was supposed to be writing with. The ink had flooded the page and was covering my hands and running everywhere. I think I meant to send words pulsing across the surface of the liquid. I realized this was not what the instructor had intended, and then I opened my mouth to explain. But right, it's a silent retreat. I couldn't write an explanation. The paper was soaked and the ink had covered my fingers. I just got up and left. When I was walking on the trail back up to my room, the humming was so, so loud. This time it couldn't have been just me, not me alone, because it was several notes in harmony. I'm sick of texting you all this spooky crap. You should be here with me, by my side. Hey, Sarah. I know you have a lot going on right now. You don't need me bothering you with any of this. Sorry for texting about it. That sound I thought I heard last night, I think it's happening again. It sounds like it's coming from way up on the ridge. I think it's some kind of animal. I can't tell what it is. It's dark again. There's a loud wind or something blowing through the canyon. To be honest, I hate that I'm writing this to you. I could write to anyone, or not to anyone. I don't even have to write at all, but that would make this whole retreat feel like more of a waste than it already is, and since I hate to waste my time and I just can't seem to stop phrasing my thoughts as if I were talking directly to you, here we are. We. We is as much of a fiction as anything else I'm supposedly writing up here. You're probably not even thinking about me at all. Your trouble. You're narrow of sight. You inflict this pain without knowing. Seriously, Sarah, you are missing out. You don't know what's good for you. It's lucky for you that there isn't reception here. If you could read this, I know you would hate me for sure. How could you leave me? Leave me alone in this silence while you pretend that everything is fine. Don't. Leave me. Don't leave me. Sarah, see me. Stay in my orbit, please. Don't go. It's not fair. It is not fair, Sarah. You cut all the ties that were holding us together, but you cut them so close to your skin that you came away scar-free, as though I were just a bit of unsightly and unwanted body hair that you could shave away, but now I'm left with all these long, unwieldy strings. A marionette with no master, my muscles limp and atrophied, the tendrils of our life together waving, tattered in the breeze. I'm mixing metaphors again. Screw it. They're just strings. The severed pieces of myself that I tried to reach out in hopes they would connect to you. They stretched as far as they could go, but without you at the other end, there's nothing pulling them along, so they've collapsed. Limp and lifeless, strings of me in a relationship with gravity. I know I can see something up on the ridge. It could be that animal, the source of all this humming. I'm gonna try and go see. Sarah, I can hardly breathe up here. Where do these texts go, do you think? When they're transmitting through the air on the way from my phone to yours, do they pass through our heads like noise before they arrive? Maybe that's why the silence sounds so noisy here. My texts are bouncing off the canyon walls and reverberating around the ranch like little puffs of smoke. They've got nowhere to go. They're lost until they find their home where they belong, safe with you. I climbed to the top of the ridge, and now I can see the whole ranch, lit up by the moon. In the daytime, there's that golden light that I was telling you about, but in the nighttime, it's a pale blue. Two colors it's impossible to imagine existing in the same world, but they do. The silence seems to have lifted, too. The air can move. It's quiet, but it's not so bad. Hey, Sarah? I think there's reception up here.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our Season 1 of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.